President Bush says he presumes Prime Minister Maliki is trying to get Iran to play a more constructive role in Iraq. But Mr. Bush says when he catches Iranian leaders playing a non-constructive role, there'll be a price to pay.
One of the main reasons that I asked Ambassador Crocker to meet with Iranians inside Iraq was to send the message that there will be consequences for people transporting, delivering EFPs, highly sophisticated IEDs that kill Americans in Iraq.
Iran denies repeated U.S. allegations that it's training Shiite insurgents in Iraq and supplying them with armor-piercing roadside bombs that have been used against U.S. forces. Iran's state-run news agency says President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad Wednesday told Prime Minister Maliki that their countries share a heavy responsibility in establishing peace and security in the region. The report says Mr. Maliki told the Iranian leader that he appreciates Iran's positive and constructive role in helping the Iraqi government improve security. Asked about that report at a White House news conference, President Bush said he's confident that the Iraqi Prime Minister understands that Iran is destabilizing Iraq by sending weapons there.
If the signal is that Iran is constructive, I will have to have a heart-to-heart with my friend the Prime Minister, because I don't believe they are constructive. I don't think he in his heart-to-heart thinks they're constructive either.
President Bush says Americans should be concerned about Iran enriching uranium for what he says is a nuclear weapons program. Iran says those activities are only meant to generate electricity.
We ought to be very concerned about Iran. They're a destabilizing influence. They are a government that has its declared policy is very troubling, obviously, when Ahmadinejad has announced that the destruction of Israel is part of his foreign policy. That's something, obviously, we cannot live with.
President Bush called on Prime Minister Maliki to continue working toward political reconciliation in Iraq. Iran's Vice President Parvez Davoudi told Mr. Maliki Thursday that peace and security in Iraq depends on the withdrawal of what he called occupying forces. There are currently more than 160,000 U.S. troops in Iraq. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.